a vision. Our skit last week, the pirate captain playing and played inspiringly, may I say, by Rob, said that the vision is the horizon, the dream of the future. And he confessed that his boat represents his vision of freedom, the freedom to go wherever he wishes, whenever he wishes. For us, in the Beacon Ship, our vision will be why we as a religious community exist. One of those simple questions. These are the questions that we are going to be delving into over the next few weeks in large groups and small groups. Why does Beacon Unitarian Church exist? What are we doing here? And whom do we serve? It's my belief that these questions will lead us to our own unique and compelling vision. Last February, 12 months back, we invited Beacon's first minister to return to celebrate our 30th anniversary. Reverend Robert Latham offered us a workshop on finding a vision and creating a mission statement to guide the fulfillment of that vision. Now, Latham has become sort of an expert in creating vision statements. And in his strong words, he says, quote, "We have two options. We can remain as we are at this present moment, an inert, socially impotent religious community that is gradually and inevitably headed for cultural oblivion, or we can pick up the mantle of our mission, speak and model a message of transformation, and offer redemption to a spiritually bankrupt and degenerating society. That, in exclamation marks, that is the challenge, and it is the only one worthy of our commitment." End of quote. Well, in light of the fact that it's been well over 10 years since Beacon renewed its vision and mission statement, and the world has changed a bit, and we have changed a bit, in light of the fact that across this continent, mainline churches are hemorrhaging membership, I think, as many lay and professional church people think, that we are compelled to grapple with these questions because the consequences are undesirable. For inspiration, I'd like to take you to the other side of the world, to Africa, which is why I'm wearing this particular stole today, given to me by a friend and colleague who was in Africa last year. There are Unitarian communities in Africa who have compelling visions. One such community is in the country of Burundi. Burundi is a landlocked, impoverished country, rife with corruption and poverty and illiteracy. Back in 2004, so 10 years ago, a young Catholic seminarian, Fulgence, I'm not going to be able to say his name, Niganamanana, began questioning his beliefs. And this led him to search the internet, where he found a description of Unitarianism. Rather than a closed system of belief dictated from above, he discovered a liberal religion that encouraged the freedom to investigate and question beliefs. The more he read, the more he felt that the Unitarian faith fit into his way of thinking and being in the world. A faith that held up our human diversity, yet believed that there was an underlying unity of great spiritual strength. A religion that respects the integrity of the individual to choose their own beliefs, and also the right to evolve in those beliefs. Fulgence had a vision of becoming a Unitarian. So continuing to use the internet, he reached out to other Unitarians around the world through the International Council of Unitarians and Universalists, or the ICUU. From Blackpool, England, he received a reply to his queries in which he was advised to just go ahead and build his own church. Fulgence took this very seriously and changed his vision to the establishment of a Francophone Unitarian church in Bujumbura, which is the capital of Burundi. Fulgence's vision was to build a church where liberal-minded people had the safety to express their beliefs and worship in peace. This was a powerful and dangerous vision. In a country where a strong conservative Catholic Church controlled the population and where political corruption was rampant. A year later, he wrote back to his contact in Blackpool, England, saying that he now had 25 people and they would like to find a space to meet in. And the Blackpool Church sent them funds to rent their first space for a year. His second vision was realized. The vision of the Unitarian Church that Fulgence built is based on looking outward and inward to the needs of the members of that community and the wider community in which they are situated. Responding to the pressing social issues that affected the community where his church was located, the members of the Burundi Church refined their vision again. They wanted to become change agents in their community. This meant they wanted to respond in some way to the issues of illiteracy and poverty and violence and corruption, which affected most everyone. As agents of change, they began a micro-lending system that came to support 100 families. This program taught basic accounting and literacy and established a cottage industry in palm oil soap production. They created a program to support students of humble means get to university. Then they turned to the issue of violence in their community, in particular domestic violence. The area where the Unitarian Church is has the highest level of domestic violence in their whole country. The community started a program to educate and change how men and women communicated. They began by recruiting 30 men. Train them in gender definitions, anger management, conflict resolution, so that these men had the knowledge and the skills to be countercultural change agents. The next step was to take these men, to ask these men to recruit 15 men each. The new groups met together to talk, to cry, and to change together. Now, there are over 300 men involved in this project, and it's still growing. The result was change in their families. The women say that their families are now places of peace and shared responsibility. The men say that they see themselves as men differently. These men needed a space to come together, to share safely together, and the Burundi Church had the means to offer them that space. In 2011, they completed the building and the dedication of a new church building. With financial support from their partner church in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and many other Canadian and American individuals, they now have 70 members and are growing. I met Fulgence last year at the Canadian Unitarian Council annual meeting, and then in the week after at the minister's annual retreat. And I can tell you firsthand that he is a gentle, loving man dedicated to his family and his church and to changing his society. He is an ordinary man, no Superman, no different from any one of us. He and his community simply had and have a vision. A clear and compelling vision, and they follow their vision and are changing their world. And so if you are interested in knowing more, I encourage you to go home, search Google, Burundi Unitarian Church, and there's a number of videos that Fulgence has made. And you can learn more about what Unitarians are doing in the world. I think the lesson here is simply that vision is important. Visions are realizable, and our visions need to change, simply because we change. Some of you may remember what Beacon's vision was when we were first established, and I'm sure it's changed over the years. And now we have this opportunity to change and renew our vision. Why do we exist? Whom do we serve? What are we doing here? And over the past year, I've been sort of slowly setting ourselves up for this. I've spoken from this pulpit here about our foundations. Where do we come from? What have we stood for in our history? Just let me remind you that we stand on foundations, first of all, of religious freedom. You remember the story of King Sigismund. And this means that in this community, we each have the freedom and the responsibility, I believe, to discover our own meaning of our lives and name our beliefs as we so choose. We also stand on a foundation of religious innovation. If you remember Francis David, who was put in prison and died because he was accused of religious innovation, this means that we have the freedom to grow and evolve in our beliefs as we apply reason and curiosity to the questions of existence. Like Francis David, how we understand ourselves and the world we live in changes as the world changes, as the sciences discover new forms of life, as our questions of human nature evolve, as we learn and grow, our beliefs change. We also stand on a foundation of integrity of belief, meaning that we come from a tradition of people who stand up for their convictions. They stand up for what they believe. We practice what we preach. We stand up for human dignity and human equality and a safe and more just world. We are compelled by a sense of justice and a belief that we have the power to make this world a better place. An example of this is this last year, Unitarians in Canada, some of our ministers and lay people participated in the Truth and Reconciliation process. Other Unitarians in our area are working towards healing our planet, transforming the inhumane and outdated mental health approaches, working towards a national housing program, feeding families who cannot subsist on minimum wage, and building bridges between faith communities are some of the things that we are doing as Unitarians in our local community. Standing firm on these foundations, we now turn to the future, to that horizon, and risk dreaming. If we place our horizon 10 years in the future, what do you dream of? This is where those pieces of paper come in. I'll keep talking, but this is a time for you to think about this. Based on our ministry, our outreach, our programs, not where we are today, but where we imagine where we could be 10 years from now, in your wildest hopes, your wisest imaginings, what do you see? Are we a nest, a cave, a village, a cathedral, a center, a leaf, a web, a hub? What are we? Our name Beacon means a light that calls attention to its location, that navigates ships to safe harbor, a beacon of hope, of justice, a beacon indicating a direction to safety, the direction to warmth and communal sharing, the direction of celebration, perhaps of spiritual renewal. What is this light we send out into the world? What would you like it to be? Who do you wish will see it and come here? And what will we offer them when they show up? If you have a vision, an image, a word, a collection of words, I invite you to write them down now. And if you're not a Beacon member or if you're a visitor today, you're more than welcome to tell us what we could be from your vantage point. What, in your opinion, does this world need more of? What can we not get from a book club or a lecture hall or a yoga studio or a dance hall? What does the world need more of? Terry, could we have some more light, please? It's wonderful to have technical backup. I will ask Hannah and Audrey, as you are finished drawing your picture or putting your word or words down, And believe me, this is just the beginning. We are going to go deeper and deeper into this as the weeks continue. But we need to start with a vision first. And then the mission statement is how we bring this vision about. So I'm not asking you for the steps to it, just what could we be? And as you are finished writing, if you could just raise your paper and Hannah and or Audrey will come and collect it. And Hannah, if you could give me some of those, I'm going to start putting a few of the words up so that we can all see where we might. Okay, I'm going to only just put a few words up. I'm not going to be able to take the whole thing. You'll just put them up on here. Oh, this is fabulous. Thank you all. So I'm just putting up some that I can pick out quickly because many of you have written long sentences. Okay. What I will be doing with your contributions is I will be going through it. I'll be typing them up and sending them out in the minister's musings, but vibrant was a word that came up, hope, world focus, cathedral of love, place of inspiration, a place of spiritual, I'm going in front of the speaker, I can't do that, spiritual change, truth-seeking village, musical center, center of justice, university of hope and justice. Okay, we're going to stir these images. It's hard to find an image, right? Because we keep thinking of all the particulars of that. And what does it mean, those images? And that's why we need a whole day together. Because we need to dive down and delve down deep into what it is that we care about and stand for and want to become in this world. I'm going to close with words from interesting. My page 13 has completely disappeared.
Memory. Memory.
Fascinating. So these are words, are part of the words by written by Mark Morrison Reed, a Unitarian minister living in Ontario and doing a lot of good work in this world. He says, it is the congregation that assures us that we are not struggling for justice on our own, but as members of a larger community. The religious community is essential because alone our vision is too narrow to see all that must be seen, and our strength is too limited to do all that must be done. It is together as a community like Beacon that our vision together widens and our strength is renewed. We are necessary in this world, not only for each other, but for what we can do beyond our walls. That is part of my vision for Beacon.